let me cover this one more pattern that that's that real long five pattern that's also on the DVD. I won't go in deep into it, but part of what, to answer that question you just asked, is this is what I do. I mean, I look at these patterns and see how I can go from one to another. That's how I make up my break. It's kind of like skating on the fretboard, you know. But this pattern is, if you're in the key of C, and it comes off the five chord, you know, you've got these things. If I play my fingers together on, say, two and three, and then I skip four with my thumb and play, you know, you get that sound. But if you're just playing single note stuff, so if I lower the fifth string one fret, if I go down two frets, here's a G. If I go down two frets and I lower the fifth string, it gives me a G7. Mm-hmm. Right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go from a G, and I'm playing a 1, 2, 3, and then a 10, and then 2, 3, 4, at 12 and 10. But instead of, and low, I could lower that if I was just going, you know. You know, that's one of the things. But to make it even longer, just so you can see these notes that you can pick up, you go down three frets, and I'm playing now two frets above the one chord. So here's the four chord, and here's the one, so I'm playing two frets above. And then I play two notes at the one fret chord. The band's in five at this point.
Yeah.
And then I play two frets below the one chord. And I'm hitting four, five, six. And then you can come up one fret on seven to get back into the one chord. Thinking of where I'm going to go to get melody things, it's kind of a combination of the same way that I would do it on a six string, out of, you know, I'm thinking those patterns, because the melody can only be in the notes that are in the key that the song is in, and all the harmony notes that go with that. So if you know all those things, I'm kind of jumping around because I'm assuming you know of this stuff.
I'm right with you.
Okay, good. So this, if I were to play, you know, my approach, say the song, and I want a kickoff on a song, you know, the melody is. That's the melody, let's say.
Yeah.
You know? Well. I just follow those patterns. I figure out what the melody is and where that melody falls in those patterns, and then I grab the harmony note that goes with it, and there's nothing else you can do, really. You know, unless you're looking for some real fat chords, like when you get the eighth string involved, you know. And I heard you doing that a lot when you were messing around there, testing out the guitar. I do it a lot off of the five chord, you know, with that, you know, when you're playing keys there. You know, that kind of a sound. But I'd say 95% of the time, as soon as I start looking for a melody, I'm looking. And because I played six string for so long, I'm looking in those patterns. You know, I'm just playing it as a six string guitar. But then, because it's an eight string, what I like to do is to mix it up, because then when you hit that other thing, it's impossible to hit on a six string.
Yeah.
It sounds even more special, you know, because up to that point, everybody thinks you're just playing a six-string guitar, you know. Mm-hmm. seventh string, they're missing the whole point of it, you know? Because that, to get down on the bottom end of it, is everything to me. Well,
yeah, yeah.
And you can't do it if you're going to get a seventh string guitar.